Radio Ramblas.
Hello everyone.
Hola, buenas tardes.
This is Mauro and...
Yo soy Bruna.
So sorry we can't do this in Catalan nor Spanish. We have to do this in English. I come from Italy.
Yeah, and I'm from Brazil, so I will speak English as well because my Portuñol is very bad.
Yeah, we've been here only for slightly more than a month now.
Yes, yes.
And so we are both volunteering with Tu Danzas.
Yeah, and we are volunteers for the European Solidarity Corps, and we choose association from Barcelona, like Mauro said, Associación Cultural Tu Danzas.
Sí. I would say that the European Solidarity Corps are an awesome experience if you're still in time. So Europe is actually funding people to go around within Europe. You must be under 30 years old, but beside that, there is not many more limits.
Yeah, so it's between 18 and 30 years old.
So what we've been doing here, as I mentioned, Tu Danzas, is working with Tu Danza, who does a festival here in the neighborhood, in De Born. That has happened a month ago, maybe a few weeks. And but we would also like to present the upcoming activities that Tu Danzas will do here.
Yeah, and we would like to talk a little bit about how is the work as a volunteer, and how is the project, and what we do working with a cultural association.
I almost forgot, we should thank Radio Ramblas for having us.
Yes, of course.
We're too excited, that's why we forgot, I guess. It's awesome to be here. I guess you're familiar where Radio Rambla is. I haven't been here yet. It's actually very nice to see people passing by.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So very thankful for being in this experience. It's my first time talking in the radio.
So if you're curious to see what the Tu Danza Festival was all about, we can recommend to go on the YouTube channel of the festival, where many performances were recorded, and you can see both theater plays, dance performances, also music.
Yeah.
So you should.
And a video dances as well, some movies, short movies.
Whereas the next activity, very very interesting, is for Fiesta Mayor, and I can say something because what the volunteer project do in general is, well, asking the volunteer to experience new experiences and improve different skills. But where I want to go is, my background is in graphic design, therefore usually volunteering groups try to take advantage, sounds bad, but work on the skills that volunteers already have. So I've been working and taking care and curating, let's say, the design for the Festa Mayor. And we can advise you to go on Instagram for this one and follow the posts I've been designing, where you can see the whole program that we can share with you. What I can say is that Festa is going to happen on the 27th mainly, and Tu Danzas work. I understood that the Festa is everywhere around in the city on different days of the month. Well, for Tu Danza is happening on the 27th and on the 2nd of July.
Yeah, and so the activities are basically about dance, but also we have a project, and I am working this project. The name is Arte en Común, and we work with the community developing this project. Is everybody has take part of the activity, so we work together. Everybody can do something, and in the end we reproduce, actually we produce one art piece together. So this year, this activity will be on 27, and we are going to work during the Festa Maior around 2 hours to develop this activity. So the team of this year is the Iberic lynx. It's an animal from Spain and Portugal. And it's an animal in risk of extinction. So that's why the team, because we want to bring this conversation with the community and produce something to spread the information about the risk of the animal.
I want to follow up on what Bruna has said just now in working with the community, because I would say that that is key with Tudanza, in including and working side by side with the neighborhood. Speaking of which, on the 27th, our friend Edgar from Tudanzas will do a danza contemporanea piece that is along with elder people. Sorry about that. People from the community, and so maybe not professional dancers yet, you can see the reason for that. And even if it's for elder, meant and organized and designed by elder people, it's open to everyone, so we advise you to join. This will happen around 11 on the 27th.
And the 2nd of July, Edgar, the same colleague, he has another activity with another friend, Maria, and it's about the history of the neighborhood. So it's like he goes to different points of the neighborhood and explain about the history. So, and it's also open for everyone.
And is embracing a unique perspective, I would say, let's say a working class perspective from the last century. So going around the neighborhood and discovering key places that were key for the working and the labor's movement of the last century. And there is a similar activity that was done and developed during the Tudanza Festival, if any of you was around, and it will be shared again on the 2nd.
Yes, and if you or anyone wants to have more information, we have some pages, social media pages, and we are posting every day basically about the activities and also about other activities that the association developed during the year. So, for example, the festival was last month, and mainly the Instagram page, Facebook page, Twitter we were using to share some activities, so everybody can follow and program themselves to be part and enjoy what the association is doing around the neighborhood.
Going back to the schedule, we forgot on the 27th, Laboratorio de Creación.
Yeah.
That is activities for the body, let's say, for movements, but also for breathing. And afterwards, there is a discussion, and finally, painting whatever comes out of both the initial moment and the discussion. So we experienced something alike again during the festival, and it was very, very powerful. And so Tudanza is focusing a lot on talking, but also on moving, and no need to be professional dancers to join, as I hope it came across clearly. So you're most welcome to join us.
Yeah, and talking about the volunteering, for example, our association, we had some volunteers from short terms, like 20 days, so we had some different people working with us during the festival. So the team was bigger because the activity needed more effort. And now, for example, me and Mauro, we are short term, so we stay 2 months working with the association. And also they have long-term volunteers for 7 months, for example. So there are different periods because, of course, they develop activities wholly during the year.
And open call and applications are always open, I would say. So you're very much invited to take a look on the dancer's website and see if there is any position open.
Yeah, and so it's everybody from around Europe can apply. And of course, there are different options, so long-term, short-term. And the interesting part is European Solidarity Corps support the volunteer with the money. Yeah, so with your money, food, and your travel expenses. So it's a very interesting program because if you don't have money and you want to have a different experience, you don't need to save money for it. You can you apply and the European Solidarity Corps give you the support.
Yeah, and the association is offering the place to stay, so you'd be sharing the place with other volunteers. Bruno and I are actually living in the same house, given by Tudanza. So it's in itself it's beautiful experience. Well, both having the accommodation fixed. We know how hard the housing situation is in Barcelona right now, and but it's also nice to be living with other volunteers like you, So during the day, just do this kind of experience here in Radio Around, listening at night, drinking a beer together or watching a movie. So very nice.
Yeah. So every week is a new knowledge because we have to get involved with the community. So we have some works, for example, in the Hortet. I think Mauro can talk better about the Hortet. It's a very nice spot here in the center of Barcelona.
Oh yeah, that was also very nice experience that would never happen if I wasn't working with the dance. As we said, it's a group of people very much involved with the neighborhood. So I was invited to go and meet the people from this community garden, the Hortet, and I fall in love immediately. So now it's a relationship that hasn't much to do with Tudanza anymore, and I think this is key and very powerful in what Tudanza does, creating these connections. The community garden is here in the Born neighborhood. I would say it's a lovely place. It's not that big, but it's key again for the community around. As in, it's not very much about potatoes or corn, yet people and relationships. I remember that one time that someone proposed to water the plant rather than in person to develop a system that could be automatic. And then someone else said, yes, but if you do make the watering automatic, how are we going to meet? So it's, and I found that beautiful. So it's not about producing more food. Obviously, quality is at the center. But it's not about making more, making the best. It's about learning together. I remember Bruna mentioning knowledge again. So it's about being together and having good time and learn. I've been learning a lot. I have to thank Angel from Mexico, and that is as such big knowledge on corn and tomate. And yes, I have to thank to Danta on this and this kind of opportunities, because if I would have moved to Barcelona on my own, probably I wouldn't have discovered this experience if I was not living in the either, where is it, in the city center, let's say, born. Clearly I'm not, because of the housing situation we mentioned before.
Yes, so every week it's very dynamic, because we have this kind of work on computer, promoting the activities and building the projects together and working the creativity part and more systematic, organizing everything. But we have also to get involved with the community. So the experience is very intense, because, for example, I don't speak Catalan, and I was participating of meetings with the barrio, and people speaking Catalan, and some people very, very kind, trying to speak in Castellano, and then I could understand. So it's a very, very interesting interaction. And also I have to learn, I'm learning a little bit the language, so it's the knowledge goes further than the job. This is very nice. And also you don't need to have previous experience. For example, in Brazil, I was an art teacher. I used to work with art projects in a school. It's completely different, I would say, because working with the community, working on the streets, we have another logistic. So for me, it's I feel like I am learning, I am extending my knowledge to other areas, I would say, spheres. So, and of course I will use it, but also this kind of knowledge of working in a quartet, for example, I had no idea about plants. And now I know a little bit more, and this is a very interesting kind of knowledge that we can develop, skills that we can develop doing a project like this. So it's a unique experience.
So going back to Festa Major, Mayor, we kindly remind you it's going to happen on the 27th and the 2nd, and we do hope to see you there then.
Yeah. So the Festa Major is activity that happens in different places, in different dates, and there are many kind of performances. But if you want to join us, the association will be will have some activities on 27 and the 2nd of July in the barrio.
Again, take a look on Instagram and on
YouTube. You just need to write
to Danza website.
Yes.
Up to date on everything.
Yes, that's it. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Radio Ramblas, for having us today.
Gracias.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Un corrent sonor intermitent. Ràdio Rambles.